welcome everyone once again to the wrestling show with Cav Manning. That is I, along with Mr. Popularity, Billy Botti. Hello, Billy.
That's not even sarcasm. That's not even sarcastic anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, it's always a poke, but... yeah, and you know what? I'm going to bust your fucking chops right off the bat before I forget. If you don't plug this fucking show on that Russo show, you scumbag, I'm like, I can't believe you do not say... Because you always say, oh, our show, or the show we do. You don't say... Go to the Dirty Sheets podcast. I'm like, you know, people don't know. You know, they're dopey.
You know, I listened to that back myself.
Yeah.
And Russo says to me, where can we find you? And I always end up saying, you know, my website or whatever. But
Just go to my son's Instagram. I'm like, I'm going to jump through the fucking phone.
you know what it is? It's almost like I have to familiarize myself with this being a new audience, because sometimes I feel like...
Know where to get you, right?
Yeah, it's always like, yeah, you know where to get me. Obviously, I obviously do a podcast, because that's... And I'm always talking about stuff from the podcast, mm-hmm. and talking about how the Dirty Sheets went to break off by itself, etc. But maybe it's not that clear that, hey, there's an actual podcast, and my views of the week will be out first, actually, on this one. And you're getting... secondary information on Russo show. Yeah, it's Vince Russo, and it has a different
audience,
kind of it has a different kind of hook to it. Well, I don't know if the audience is bigger, and it has a different feel and a different hook to it, mm-hmm. to podcasting view. But I think
you guys don't have an asshole monitoring you like this. You don't have fucking mediator over here.
No, but at the same time, the assumption that everybody knows I've come from a podcast.
Sure.
Because I just feel like as far as the, obviously there's the Big Brother stuff, and when people followed me before, pre-2013, whatever, I would always think, all right, so they know me from the show. They're not. But then what started to happen was, they started to know me from the porn series, mm-hmm. because the porn series, the commercials for it would advertise on Freeview, right?
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have to pay for the channel. They would all see me on like the free adverts, the free previews and stuff, which men can watch and just jack off to the free stuff. Some of them do. That's what I heard. And also like the Freeviews air on other channels as well after a certain time, or less and more watered down commercials. So that was the first realization of that. And now with this, after people knowing me for wrestling and stuff and news stories and whatever, I always assume, oh yeah, well, you know, I got a podcast like that because I started on the podcast first, and be it Steel Cage or Dirty Sheets or whatever. But you know, I don't think that is clear.
And do you have it on the website? Do you say, go see our podcast at Dirty Sheets Podcast? Is that on the website of Dirty Sheets? Because I know you said it sends you to Patreon.
It diverts to Patreon, and...
No mention of the podcast on that.
No, I mean, I could start creating a thread. I could start creating a post each week.
So. I figure just on the front page of it, have it say free podcast here or whatever, you know, because old Ryan Satin with the, oh, you know, he disappeared. So if he is hearing that Russo show, he might still not know to come over here. He might not have found us yet and hear all of his lovely compliments that he gets each week.
Hold on, let me have a look what it says on the Patreon page. I'm pretty sure that it does say that it's a podcast, but it might not do.
I mean, you know how we always say, like, well, things are obvious, this and that, but we also know that a lot of people do not get things and don't comprehend things, don't understand shit, and you gotta dumb it down to the lowest denominator, you know, and pretty much lead someone there and go, this is the show.
I tell you what would be good is if that... if we had some stuff on here that was unique to previewing Raw, for example. So if I turn around and said, okay, so we do a weekly show or whatever, but mm-hmm. also, because one of the things that Russo was not interested in doing necessarily was discussing The Last Ride. And I know a lot of people are watching it and think it's the best documentary that's been out.
Why wouldn't he want to talk about that?
Why doesn't he want to talk about it? Because he doesn't want to watch it.
He doesn't want to watch The Last Ride, The Undertaker?
No.
Wow. Why? I mean, that's very bizarre because that's kind of like what WWE does best is their little documentary series and their 24s and all that shit. That's like better than their goddamn wrestling product. So if he's going to watch something, I would think that would be the direction he'd want to go.
But in that sense, like, if I can't get him to watch it and talk about it with me, then I can get you to watch it and talk about it.
Oh, sure.
Or you're probably watching it anyway.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's stuff that I can say. No, on my first page, it just says membership levels.
Mm.
And it says about, and it says The Dirty Sheets was founded, blah, blah, blah. Whilst originally launching as a podcast, which makes it sound like the podcast is gone.
Yeah, it does. And you know what, though? If I was somebody else looking for, oh, what are they doing? What's his podcast? I would search in iTunes and type in Dirty Sheets. I would assume if I typed that in, I would find you. But like we said, you have to, you know, dumb it down. Some people aren't capable of doing that. It's give me exactly where you're at, and I'll find you. Otherwise, I'm not going to bother with you. So that's what you kind of got to look for. And here's something you don't know that I'm going to ask you. And everything, by the way, for the people who listen, we always do this pre-plan. Like, there's no plan. We don't pre-plan anything out with what we're going to say or anything like that, because it's always better off the cuff and live reaction. So I was on our group text with other guys from our group, and I won't give them publicity like you don't give me on Russo's show. I'll say our colleagues over on our thread said...
I say your name all the time. What are you talking about?
I hear my colleague all the time.
No, I say all the time now.
I did hear Cav this week on there.
Oh, what about the week before? I gave a whole plug about...
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the entrance to my show at that from that one. You had a stick-em note right in front of you to have my name said multiple times because I busted your chops before it.
I mean, I can ask him and say, like, look, I can even say to him and say, look, as a bonus for a free thing, I can sit with my guy and go on Streamlink and we can just do the last preview, The Last Ride in video form.
Yeah, that's true. We could do it. Or review it afterwards, whatever.
But we could both go on there, and then we could be on that feed. But alternatively, what I could just do this week is just plug stuff from our show. I mean, as I said, if it wasn't just Raw and SmackDown, if we're going to do something that they're not doing on their show, then we can talk about it. I feel like we're having an off-air conversation, like, on the air now.
See, that's what I like, and I think that's what people enjoy. You want something... different. These other phony people with their bullshit shows, it's like, ask me this so I could say this. And that's not the way I like to operate either. I like, you know, something off the cuff and try to figure out what's going on and, you know, be quick
on
your feet.
You want people to hear the creative process
you do.
Of the podcast that's already started.
Yes, and that's how I like, that's how I always do my stupid show. But we were asked... But
your show is very organized, as in it does have a structure.
Well, that's me writing notes all week, and I just have a list of my bullet point notes in front of me. And I'm like, here's a topic, and I go on, and if they talk to me about it, sometimes it falls dead where I'll bring up something, and they'll reply, yeah. And I go, well, there goes that fucking subject because I can't talk to a wall about it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, maybe you do. It's clear that you prepare more for that show than this one. But yes. At the same time, that may be down to like what you have to work with as well. Because we can keep it going. We can keep it going without you having to prepare that much. I'll just fill in. In fact, I think I may even talk more than you for on most of the shows.
Yes, so, that is what's nice about it. Because when it has to do with wrestling, obviously, you know... much more. I mean, we've both watched it our lives, but at this stage, I'm like, I watch it, but it goes in one ear and out the other, it seems. But the little scoop this week was what Meltzer said about your boy. Can you confirm or deny this, or is there no real answer at this point? And he's just fucking grasping at straws, and that being that Lashley is going to take the title off of Drew this week.
Firstly, the biggest story this week was that I reported that Charlotte was losing the belt 3 days before and to Io Shirai. And I gave it out to my clients at 5-1. She was the last favorite in the match, the third favorite. And even Rhea Ripley had better odds or more likely odds. And Charlotte was obviously the favorite. And I gave that out to people on Saturday. Everybody's cleaned up at 5-1. I then released it on the dirt sheet, tier, which is just the $5 tier, because the people paying more get it first so they can make the money on it. And then I released it as news on Sunday. And yeah, put it right on my page. I went, shocking title change tonight. And I think there's not going to be any doubt on people's mind, because as soon as the pay-per-view finished, because people were underneath it going, oh, what is it? Like, people are so dumb. They're going to be like, yeah, I put it behind a paywall, but if you ask me on Twitter what the answer is, I'm just going to tell you in the comments. I'm just going to go, oh, yeah, the story's this. Like, how dumb is that? Like,
yeah.
I don't get how dumb people can be.
Well, you were being harassed by a moron this last week about your son's fucking Instagram, which was retarded. And then he actually goes, so what are the plans for SummerSlam? Like, you're going to fucking reply to him with the fucking scoop of SummerSlam that I happen to know because you've talked to me about it and the big things that are going on over there and being discussed. And I was like, I see this guy asking. And I'm like, I wanted to fucking reply and go, oh, it's enormous, but guess what? He's not fucking going to tell you right now. You know, one of those things.
Well, after he said I support transgender kids or something.
Yes, yeah. And listen, it was a funny line. I give it to him for that. But, I mean, it was better than a fuck you reply. But, so he was trying, at least, compared to some of these other fucking morons.
But there's been a lot more of that this week as that page has become, whereas before there was my verified Twitter was very much dominated by Big Brother people. And then this lock betting one, which is currently suspended, was all these gambling people.
It's still suspended?
It's still suspended. I don't know if it'll come back now. And but this new one is all wrestling people. And there are some people coming out of the woodwork from the and they're all trying to do that thing that last time they were, oh, let's get him banned again, or let's get Russo to ban him. And they're going, oh, what about when you said this, and what about when you said that? And they've kept screenshots for 3 years from conversations back then. But the thing is, right at the start of the show, Russo asked me what happened.
Yeah,
like what and I addressed the entire thing. But
that's what was ridiculous. You were never like yelling. Like, he was like, oh, so you weren't calling the women sluts and whores? And I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? That people say, I'm like, that was not even a fucking part of the discussion. It was that you would rather not them be wrestling. That was the only thing that was fucking done. It's like, oh, so when you reply to fans yelling at you, that's when you would get vicious. And that has nothing to do. It's like, who cares? Somebody's attacking you. You could attack a person back. It had nothing to do with the fucking industry.
Yeah, like this one woman, this one girl has kept the screen grabs for 3 years where I called her a fat pig.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, that's what's funny. It's like, so you're not in trouble for, who cares? You can't get in trouble
but
for
I
that.
Always thought,
I call you a fat pig. Who cares?
See, I always thought that came from an interview that I did in the UK where they were talking about in terms of what would you rather do? Would you rather stay in the public, would you rather stay in the public domain like you get after Big Brother?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather go into the wrestling industry? And I said, well, as I said, for women, I said Big Brother will be far better than breaking into wrestling. Because even if you're in a WWE, your choices are all going to be like fat picks, right?
For the most part, yeah. There's a nice little gem here and there, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, so that's always been a comment that's like, followed me around about, but I thought it was that, but it wasn't. Apparently, I specifically called one girl a fat pig during that time. I think our exact tweet was something along the lines of, well, you've got nothing to worry about you've got nothing to worry about turning into a sex worker because you're not going to do well as a fat pig.
Well, there are fetishes, chubby chasers.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. I mean, I can get vicious when people get vicious to me first. I'm just not going to output viciousness out of nowhere. But
you can't say certain things. Like when these people bait you about that shit and go after your kid, you almost can't fucking reply because you're going to give them – you can't blow up Because if you blow up, then you're getting suspended and it's all for nothing. So it's almost like, don't even retort. I don't know why you, it's, don't be President Trump. You don't need to fucking reply to everything.
So, yeah, because there's only certain ways you can go at that point, which is basically
telling people you can be homophobic. Mm-hmm. Or racist, or go tell anybody, still go tell someone to off themselves.
You know what the best thing that I do is, and I did this a couple years ago when we got in trouble because of that we said Derek Montilla killed JR's wife from his show, that she was so bored she fell asleep driving. And all of it, I don't know how, but it caught a stream and everyone saw it for some reason. I was like, I don't know how the fuck this got out there, because it's not like, I mean, we got like not even 700 followers on our Lingus Mafia Twitter. And so it was like, how the fuck did this get out? And I was getting calls from people that are in wrestling and going, hey, man, that's not cool. You should take that down. I go, it's not an attack on fucking JR. And I go, and I didn't tag him, so I wasn't trying to fucking hurt his feelings. You know, he would have never seen this. And so I was getting fucking blasted. You know, when everyone starts going, you start getting flooded. So what I do every time is, this kills them the opposite way, I retweet everything they send. So when they're like, you guys are the biggest pieces of shit ever, retweet. I'm like, that's like what I want my testimonials to be for like the podcast. This is the worst thing ever. Can I frame that in a fucking quote? Yeah, I'd rather have it like that. This is the most disgusting show I've ever seen. Oh, I would much rather have that as a quote than this is a great show. You know, it's different. All these other people, like if anyone said that to Derek, he would have fucking cried and reported and blocked. Everyone gets blocked. I'm like, I haven't blocked one fucking person. I'm like, I could give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought about that one.
Oh, yeah. That's the best one, because then they're like, they can't get to you. And it's like, look at all the people, because that's that, you know, I don't know if you would say, oh, I'm the bad boy. Look at, everyone hates me. But, I mean, it's wrestling bad guy heat, pretty much. It's like, look at everybody booing me, and you get off from it because it's funny. And especially when they're, you know, illiterate and they're fucking retarded trying to...
Well, that's a lot of them. And the thing is that it's a... It floats over from the Saturn thing. I mean, a lot of people are just pissed off that I'm just back in general. But the whole problem just comes from just not liking me in the first place. Because it is always that issue with, even when I wasn't doing nothing, mm-hmm. even when I hadn't got into these rows or had this big row or was attacking Saturn or anybody, or it was still on the steel cage, it was still getting these shitty comments, because there was still this issue of, oh, you done one thing. You did one thing already. Mm-hmm. Like, now you can't come and do this. And I almost feel like that's the only thing I have in common with Saturn, because I feel this extra hatred towards him. Maybe he does act like a fucking moron, and the social justice stuff is enough to hate him anyway. Mm-hmm. But people also hated him before he even started going too much down that route, because he'd come from TMZ, and it's automatically like, you got no right to be here. You're coming here second. Afterwards, it's like they want you to just be that from the very beginning. They want you to come out of the womb and want to report on wrestling, and then that's what they're happier with. That's why they accept it from Meltzer or Alvarez, who's a fouled wrestler or whatever. But for me, it's kind of like, hold on, you had your thing. And it's the same with the gambling thing. Like, I had to get so many things right continuously in order for people to actually take me seriously, whereas before it'd be like, hold on, your thing is that you did a reality TV show. That's it. Like, you don't get to come over here. And so it's weird how many like things are like that, where they don't want you to like come. And the porn, that was the same as well.
I laughed that you brought up the porn on Russo's show. I was like, you're like, oh, and I did this and I did porn. I'm like, why would you fucking mention it? Like, they wish they could have been in porn.
Because I was trying to make the point of like, where all these guys, they make out that they're cool. I said, and they try and just be like, you know, they always try and make out like they barely watch the wrestling. It's like, we're watching it for you. Like, we wouldn't watch this if we didn't have to. It's
yeah.
Like, you're the fucking biggest like marks that there is. You watch everything unnecessarily, and you always have done, even if you weren't making any money off it. At least I have had a life, and this is the only thing that I do that could be classed as not cool by
certain people, because it's not viewed as a cool thing to do. And we're always like forever having to explain ourselves by saying we're not those people. We're not those.
Oh yeah, kind of that's the fucking. Right? I'm gonna get a shirt that says I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, but for me, it's not as much as you, because I have a background of stuff in the public eye, which is perceived to be cool. Like I've created, you know, a number of events, which if you follow me on my social media, like, you know, over, but prior to this, you would have been seen I'm running this club night or that club night, sure, on a weekly basis, sure, or this photos or whatever. Like, and there was that time when I was making the porn series, and I mean, that's the thing, I don't think Russo would care. That, I think he would be more like interested in it, or even jealous, because look at the wrestling that he wrote. I'm watching 99 Nitro, and seems like he's well into porn. He's got porn stars sitting with Nash and Hall, Hall and Nash.
Yeah.
Like, Nash and Hall never works. It has to be Hall and Nash.
It does.
I corrected myself.
It's like Hall and Oates.
I'm saying two people's names, which if we said Billy and Cav or Cav and Billy, would make no difference.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Hall and Nash doesn't work the other way. So I'm watching that. So I think if I spoke to him more about it, or mentioned it more, it would be fine. Especially as I was so involved in the creative process, because the story behind that was before I made it, they just wanted me to sit in, present it, and bring in a fellow housemate every week, and they were supposed to choose an outfit that they liked the girl to wear, and then she would have sex. That was the show. And I was like, this show fucking sucks.
Jesus.
Like, I want to do this show where we pretend that we can get them onto Big Brother, because we have,
yeah, it's at a casting couch.
Yeah, I said I want to do casting couch. Yeah, so I mean, that's very like Russo-esque.
You should have asked if she wanted a massage, a special Japanese massage.
Oh, I love that. I love that seat. I love that seat.
We should tweet that out. The best porno of all time. Well, it's the longest show, porno, and you'll sit there and watch it.
That's the thing. Like, that was supposed to be a thing on the Man Show that never got going, where I said we need to find a porn scene every week.
And God.
We'll put it in our bio. So we'll put like the link to the podcast in a pinned tweet with the bio to the, with the link to the porn scene too, so you can get both. I seriously think if we got that going, like, it would generate more interest. But
my friend just got texted by Jasmine St. Clair the other day to fuck. He sent me the text message, and he goes too bad it's not 2000.
I swear she was in ECW as well.
Yeah, yeah, because she said, oh, how come we've never fucked before? And he goes, well, because you're always with fat guys with fucking blue hair or bikers or being gangbanged. And she's like, fuck you. So I was like, you got to, just for the story. Who gives a shit?
So, how come we've never fucked before? Is that her message?
Yeah, yes, it was. I'll send you I'll send it to you
like
right
Sonny.
Now.
Sounds like Sonny. Sonny, well, to a white.
It's
guy.
Funny that he mentions Sonny in this, because he goes, she's kind of like Sonny, like where it used to be hot, and you go, fuck, you know, why can't it be this way, you know, now? And I was like, ah, who cares?
Here, let did me you see her racist shit this week?
No, what'd she say?
Oh, she was just talking about like these animals, and then people were going to,
oh no,
you're racist, and she went, I can't, you know, I can't even remember. But it was like one of those things where,
well, we, she said on my show she doesn't want to fuck a black guy. She's not into it. So she said that on my show. She was like, I'm not into chocolate. That's what she kept saying. That was on the Lingus Mafia podcast. You could look up my Sonny interview. Best interview of all time. There you go. I sent you his messages. So there was another thing that Vince shied away from. Did you notice what he did not touch with a 10-foot fucking pole?
My booking idea.
Yes. He and I said, this is where if I was on the show, I would have stopped and went, hold on, Vince, what do you think about that idea? Oh, fuck. I'll be the fucking downfall of everybody if I ever get on there. Because, yeah, it's one of those where he can't win. There's no way he could win by even commenting about your booking idea about... the booking idea was to have Lashley kneel on Drew's neck by the end of a Raw while they're beating him up and having MVP scream, how do you like it? I think it's fucking brilliant, but I do understand why they couldn't do it nowadays, but that's also because they're soft and can't do it because they'll get yelled at instead of just going, oh, fucking, this is a fucking movie. You know, what the fuck up? Like, I would drink a squig of water and go, we make movies. You know, I mean, what's the difference? So, but, yeah, but you never answered the million-dollar question.
Yeah, I'm getting to it, but okay. I was just trying to find the Sunny tweet. While I'm looking for it, what did you think of the show this week? Because it was very much a case of me rallying up people and saying, look, this is the line now. You're either on his side or my side. And this was a very clear message that was sent out on the show. There was a very clear plan in place before I did it. Like, did you think that the message came across?
I don't think it came across because that never occurred to me that it was you're on my side or his side. Because I assume, I mean, when you're on a show like that, it's Russo's fans, even though there are a couple that have written into him and said, you know, watch out, he's a fucking asshole, which is so bizarre to me. So bizarre. How could you like Russo and be like thinking that you would be offended by Billy? That makes no sense because Russo's in that same category about offending people and being misunderstood. And I've been in that way my whole life with the whole, I always say misunderstood. I don't even know if that's the case, if it's misunderstood or it's, for me, I say people get a fucking sense of humor. Everything's funny. You could find humor in fucking anything. I've made a fucking joke on my show consistently from when my father died, who was like my best friend, and I have it tattooed on myself that says I could do whatever I want because my dad is dead. So, I mean, there's nobody could tell me anything about, well, if it was your family or something. So I'm like, I think it's also, if people are hurting, things like that, you have to fucking have jokes to, you know, to get yourself past things. So for people to be offended by you that listen to Russo is mind-boggling to me. So you saying, you know, you're either with me or with him.
Well, I think it was clearly a case of calling them out, mm-hmm. saying what they do, saying what they stand for,
yes.
And then putting them in a position to say, put that photo out.
Oh, yeah, totally, 100% with that.
And even taking the gamble and saying, I will backtrack 100. I told you about that bit anyway before you listened to it, because I always talk to you and say, this is what we did today before you listen to the show. And then after you hear it, I like to hear...
feedback on what do you think?
Because I always tell you what I think it, how mm-hmm. I think the show went on, you know, Wednesday, sure. Thursday, or whatever. But then you listen to it when Saturday, Sunday. So
yeah, I listen to it Saturday.
It might have come across different too. Because not like I listen twice. It's not like I then go back and listen to my own show. I don't even listen to this show. So
yeah, I mean, you should see the things I put in the beginning of this show, bad mouthing you. No, but yeah, I get that, and I hear what you're saying on there. And like my thought was always, you know, I think you have his audience, obviously, more because Russo hates Satin. So I think his audience would be the same. So you're going to get more support on that platform, of course, because it's like, well, he's our guy. He's Vince's guy, which means he's my guy. And, you know, you're a friend of the show, then you're a friend of mine. One of those things. So I think you get that more. And I think for the most part, other than the snowflake people that are offended and easily disturbed by people that are writing to Vince, that I think for the most part, you're going to have that edgier crowd and the ones who aren't offended and clutch their pearls when something is said, like, oh, heavens to Murgatroy, I can't believe you said such a thing. And I think the majority of those people that listen to Vince would actually get off on that fucking storyline idea of that happening. And I don't think they'd be like, this is just wrong at this day and age, you know, where it's like, listen, nobody's condoning it. It was terrible what fucking happened. This is playing off of real life and it's a fucking movie. So like Vince said, so if someone's raped in a movie, you can't have that in a movie because it's, you know, making light of rape. It's not. It's like, it's a fucking story. So people need to get off their high horse with half the shit that they cry about.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't want to do shows where there continuously is about that. I think now I'll draw a line under it until something else happens and we come back to it. Because I think I've said how I feel about them. I think everybody else that listens feels the same. And I think you're right in terms of
the real way that that will stand up is if that show was played to an audience that aren't listening to Russo show. But the problem my whole point is that the audience, all of the audience should be listening to Russo show. There shouldn't be a divide, because I don't know how this divide even happened, because this product used to have 6 to 8 million fans, and now it has like 1.5. Are you telling me that these 1.5 million people were pussies back then, and they were like, oh, this is terrible, and now they're happy with what they get?
Yeah, I get that. And you know what, I think you're right about, like, once the show goes on again, that you shouldn't keep on bringing up anybody unless some shit goes down. And my thought is, if you want to needle him, and you could do it very easy, soon as the show starts and he says, "What's up, Billy?" Start every show with, "And it's been 3 weeks and counting since Ryan Satin hasn't posted the picture with him and his very good friend Shad. Hey, Vince, how are you?" And just do every week. And it is the sixth week that, you know, go for a while. Fuck it. And be like, you're just proving your point that, you know, his good friend who died that he was crying over, he doesn't even have a picture with. Me and you met one time. I got a picture with you. So, yeah. You know. So, that means Jesus Christ.
And if I died, you still wouldn't cry on Twitter.
No, I wouldn't. Well, I would have a nice tribute to you. I would put together a whole show tribute to Billy.
But you would not say, "I've been crying all day.
No.
I can't get it."
No. If I cried, it would be in private, because you're my friend. I wouldn't have to proclaim it for everyone to see. Hey, everyone, call me the widow body.
But at least we have the picture.
Yeah, we have the picture, which you didn't notice me flipping off in the picture. You're gonna have to tweet that out and say this is the picture we were talking about, because I'm giving the finger and you don't see it.
There was no way we were going to get through that weekend without taking a picture.
Of course. And like, we have the one where we're showing the fucking, where we're doing the L's on our forehead for Derek.
Yeah.
Because we got tickets from Drew to sit, with the friends and family section. And we had read a tweet right before that where Derek said how he's winning and he's still handing out L's to Billy. So we made sure to put an L on our forehead right in front of the ring.
I have photos with everybody in that group chat, which is normal. That's a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
For you to sit there and go, "Oh, I've been crying for all day since I heard this news." And the thing is that even my other point was, why would he be crying if he's not really your friend? And also, there's no connection there in terms of...
Well, he's a mental disorder.
Satin's not a parent. Like, if... I am like 2 years younger than Shad. Mm-hmm. So like that happened.
And you could put yourself in a situation, things like that.
Yeah.
And he can't. And he's sitting there. It's pretty much, I need attention and look at me, I'm a sensitive guy. And you know, I want everybody to know what a good guy I am, because you know, I'm saddened by somebody's death. I don't know.
He put like more tweets out this week about his girlfriend's dad dying than she did.
Oh,
she
really?
She went cold like for
Jesus
for like three days.
Well, and, you know, she could do whatever she wants now too, because her dad is dead.
Well, I did tell her on the Instagram that I'm sorry about your dad. It's
I'm a decent person. Tell everyone what you wrote.
Well, that was it. I reached out and said I'm sorry about your dad, and.
And?
Well, I think there was one other line.
It's like saying, "Yeah, I fucking warned Vietnam not to do something." Well, you didn't add the part where you dropped a bomb.
The second line was stating the obvious. I mean, all it said was that it's a shame that you're. What did it even say?
It was to the tune of, "It's a shame your dad had to see you end up with a guy like Ryan Satin."
I think that was close to what
your
it was.
Dad seemed like a cool guy. Too bad. You gotta see his daughter get with a douchebag like Ryan Satin.
Are you actually reading it now?
No, I'm not. This is burned into my head. Because she had a picture of him on there that said, "Oh, you know, this is how I remember my dad. He was a jokester." And you're like, "Oh, he looked like a good guy. Too bad he had to deal with this."
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. But... I found the Sunny tweets.
Before we will talk about the Drew thing in a minute, and before we close out the show, we need to talk about that Cody situation, because I'm going to start on Vince's show this week. I'm going to go straight in and I'm going to give 10 or 15 minutes to AEW, because I had to bash off a tirade of Cody Rhodes supporters, including Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes came in with like, you know what, we'll save it. We'll end with it, because it will link straight on to Russo show, so I can leave a tease.
And we're actually going to keep this show tight today. You're getting an hour. You're not getting an hour and a half. Like we usually always say, we're going to do half hour show nice and quick. And it's an hour and a half later.
Right. WWE Hall of Famer Sonny recently came under fire for making racist remarks. The former diva was hit with accusations of making bigot statements over a post she made recently.
Now, here's where I'll defend her by what she said. So tell me what she said, so, and I think so I already can defend her.
All you haters are in support of this violence, looting, and killing of innocent people. So it's okay for innocent people to get harmed and killed by these animals, but it's not okay for these animals, in capital letters, to be taken down for their actions. Hypocrites. And she obviously got tired of abuse. She went, oh no, people are unfollowing me because I like President Trump and I'm against these animals looting, harming innocent people, their homes and businesses. Fuck, how will I ever go on living without you? And then she put, you know what's funny? I said animals, not black animals. And yeah, these black people are getting their panties in a bunch. Guilty conscience, her, right there. Ooh. You are naming yourselves animals, not me.
Which is true. I mean, that
and everyone's going racist this, racist that. Yeah. And she's got a retweet of someone going, what's this then, you racist bitch? And she put, you can call me a name, but what if I call you one? N-I...
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, now she go overboard. Jesus Christ.
I was getting there. I told you she went too far.
Oh my God. But she's like Kramer in Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he said, if there was only a name, I could call you.
We knew what she went from the beginning, and we know she's racist.
Well, the thing is, too, like, she could have got away with, you know, these animals who are rioting, because that doesn't mean you're fucking black. I mean, because obviously there's white people doing the same shit, looting these fucking animals. But
the white people are doing a lot of the looting and a lot of the violent rioting.
The problem is where she turned afterwards, saying with these animals looting, and then she says, "But then it's a problem when you animals get taken down." And it's like, well, we were talking. I mean, it's in reference to the black guy getting fucking arrested by the cops. And this whole thing is about blacks and cops. So then she is calling them animals. So that's where she buries herself right there. If she just left it at the other one, she could get away with it, even though we know what she's getting at. But yeah, she fucked herself good with that. And the N-I, starting with that, oof. Yeah, she really don't give a fuck, does she?
No, but I think this has been long known about her anyway. She's done hundreds of podcasts where she said, I won't go near chocolate and all this kind of shit. So,
yeah. So, I mean, well, that doesn't mean you're racist if you don't want to fuck a black guy. I mean, what the fuck? We saw what, you know, Bobby Lashley's got going on. Would you want to?
Well, let's talk about that, Lashley, because we've been meaning to talk about it.
Okay.
And we can tie it in with, like, backlash picks and stuff. And then that will also tie into this week's TV. So no, to answer the question, what Meltzer's doing is that he doesn't have any real information, and he's decided that what WWE are probably going to do is take advantage of this Black Lives situation and put the belt on Bobby Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that he's a heel. So it's going to be kind of like putting a belt on Sergeant Slaughter. Because during the Iraq War, it doesn't make any sense.
Because he should be a hero right now if he gets the belt for the blacks.
Right. So when if Brock comes in at SummerSlam and beats him, then Brock's gonna the Great White Hope's gonna come in and destroy the black guy,
mm-hmm.
and white supremacy is restored.
Yeah, they're
kind of
fucked either way with whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah, there's no point doing it. And this is just me from a creative perspective talking, even if I didn't have the information. The information I have is no, they're not doing that. The information I have is that they're looking ahead for opponent at SummerSlam, because they know that during this run that Drew will go on to face Randy Orton at some point. With the concern being, from Drew's perspective, would be that... he keeps getting opponents that are coming off losses and are not built up properly.
Mm-hmm.
And in Orton's case, once he loses match number three at SummerSlam to Edge, then that's going to be the same situation for him because he goes on to a title match having lost a three-match program. But for this weekend, Randy Orton is going to win.
Okay. Yeah, we know that for sure. That's Oh, by the way, I have a clip of Sonny right here. Hold on a second. Let me play it.
If only there were a horrible name that I could call you that would make you as angry as I am.
There you go. Okay. but, yeah, I think they're kind of screwed. So all you got to do is lose matches to get title shots, apparently.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like Edge can't come off this feud losing 2-1.
You need a bad guy to have the fucking title at this point.
Why?
Because there's like more fucking good guys to go after.
There isn't though. There's no good guy. Because I think at this point,
I would go the Edge package after if Lashley got it. Send Edge after him.
Or but that's the thing. You can do babyfaces versus babyface. Like if, but the thing is that Edge and Drew's obviously being saved for crowds. Orton and Drew is being saved for crowds. Even like Edge and Orton has been drawn out to three. So the real match that they were going to have at WrestleMania, which is going to be like some sort of no holds barred match or whatever, is going to be at the real match is going to be at SummerSlam. They're just going to go in 1-1 for no reason. And this whole bullshit greatest match ever thing, I don't know why they put that on there. I just can't.
That is so. I really think they're like sticking it to them. Because they didn't fucking do it on Raw. So they were fucking playing with them because...
I didn't even know you knew about that. I think I said it on Russo's show.
No, I think you said it here, actually. But it does... It makes you think that this match is going to be a fucking... Like, a two-second disqualification match, the way they're fucking pushing that it's the greatest ever.
No, it's not. They did. They filmed it yesterday.
Oh, no shit.
They didn't trust it to go live because they actually want it to look good.
Oh, okay. So they really wanted to fuck. Oh my god, Jesus Christ. Okay. But then we don't know with Lashley and Drew.
Know what?
If they are going to switch this or not?
No, they're not going to switch it.
They're not going to do it. So Meltzer saying right off the bat that Lashley's winning.
Well, Mel's is guessing.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, the only surefire way to know is I know Drew's really close friends with a guy on the steel cage. And
you're going to ask Derek to let us know?
He will definitely know.
Thank God.
He will definitely
know. I really wish I didn't burn that bridge with Derek.
But it's okay if you burn that bridge because they still have a really good, consistent podcast out that will tell you everything you need to know. It's essential listening.
Yeah, he's one of the ones that could work during this fucking quarantine. He's essential.
Yeah, he's still stealing food from his kid's school.
Yeah, all the fucking snacks so he could have a fucking show where he eats food.
Let me like change the topic slightly, but still stay on to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
So Sasha and Bayley won the tag belts on Friday on SmackDown.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm like starting to find Sasha a lot more attractive lately.
Goosecock, my boy over there, he said, he goes, I think she's overtaking number one for me here. And I go,
yeah, but what,
it's the
why?
Blue
there's
hair,
no,
I guess.
There's something else. It's either something about going back, because I always liked her when she was a heel. And then when she was doing all the babyface stuff, I don't know.
Well, I mean, she's got, I don't know. It's the outfits, too. Was she ever dressing as hot as she is now? With the boots
sure.
and all that? I don't know if she fucking did. But
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, on my buddy's show, Fausti and Rob, they did on the Coronalingus show, they had people writing questions, and one of them was, name three all-time WWE divas that you would fuck with a bag over their heads. Do you have a top three?
Wait, so you don't like their face at all?
Yeah, and what's funny is they mentioned you and Charlotte, and they go, oh, and Billy would say Charlotte, and then Fausti said, no, no, I think he likes how Charlotte looks.
Yeah, her face is not that bad. She's just a bit muscular. I don't think...
The Duchess said the same thing. She's got a nice face, she said. She goes, she's pretty, and I go, you're out of your fucking mind. She has a horse face.
She doesn't have a horse face.
She got a long face.
Billy Kay has a horse face. Well, she has that round
Well, Billy
face.
Kay is just... Yeah. She's fugly. That's all that is. Billy Kay is frightening.
The Rock liked her.
Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. She's crying, and yeah, she's... You would think she was best friends with The Rock, so she might post a picture with him. She at least took a picture with The Rock. Remember that?
Yeah.
But I think...
That's what friends do.
Who the fuck... What did... right away, someone said Bailey. You'd put a bag over her. Yeah, I would agree with that. Somebody even said Terry Reynolds back in the day.
This is the kind of conversation they don't want us to have.
Oh, I thought the same thing right away. I said, oh, this is the mean sexist thing, which, okay, then Billy doesn't have to participate. I will.
That's the thing I said to Vince on the show. I said, are we supposed to, like, not find, are we not supposed to talk about attractive women anymore? Are we not supposed to, like, is it objectifying them to just find them attractive? Or even... Men have been putting women in order for years. Listen,
of course.
Like the when did the FHM Top 100 not become okay?
Oh, because yeah. I forgot about FHM.
That was a magazine I would look forward to all the time. And there was a load of magazines when I was growing up that used to have lists of women, and they would all do their own version of the Top 100, Maxim Top 100, and all that. Now what? We're not allowed to do it. Or, I know magazines are not a thing anymore, and they're not as big. But are you telling me that there wouldn't be if they were still selling, there wouldn't be a Top 100 Maxim Women of the Year?
They should do that again. Just that issue every year. It's the only thing they need to publish, and I guarantee it would sell great.
Yeah, but apparently it's sexist, so...
Yeah, they also had a topic, not for the divas, but for everyone. Best tits. Best all-time tits. Like, I put Kate Upton in there right away. I think that's great. All-time, Pam Anderson has to go in there.
All right, I thought we were still talking about wrestling.
Ah, I could go with there too. I mean, they got titties in wrestling too. You know, Tori Wilson, she's a top.
I don't know about this bag on the head question, because a lot of the women, they all ended up getting these boob jobs and looking, and it's hard to say, like, whose face. There's no one's face you necessarily want to cover up. I'm watching WCW now, and I still like Kimberly Page, which I did when we were watching the wars as well, but that she's even better. Like, Russo actually uses her properly, and she's not just...
I don't like knowing that she has a bush. That sure doesn't... I'm not like Ric Flair. No hair, no flair. That's not for me.
That one magazine, and she probably doesn't have it all the time.
I would hope, because I heard also Pam Anderson said they made her grow it in. I don't know if it covers up shit or what, but I'm like, why you have that? I'm like, get rid of that. Who needs that Hitler mustache?
Well, yeah, some of the girls now grow it for those bone sex channels because they can have it. They can get naked, and it covers up.
God, you imagine. They got to hide it.
The paper bag question, I don't know. It's rough. I mean, Lana's been looking pretty terrible the last few weeks.
You think so? Only that one week where she was like, I think she was, for the Black Lives, because she was very dark that one episode.
Like,
yeah, I can see that. It's when she's fucking tanned out of her mind that she looks weird. Like, it's like she looks like, that Whoa Vicky chick. Like, she's trying to be black.
What about Deborah?
I could see what you mean, but I don't know. Those big, hard fucking tits. She did have she was in great shape, but yeah, I could see that hiding a little
bit. What about China?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, but that's very muscular as well.
It wasn't by the end.
Yeah, she started to femme it up, but yeah, that would be a head you would have to cover for sure.
It's a rough question. I can't...
Because most girls that are there are obviously pretty. At the same time. Or they're just a wreck all around. It's like the reverse question would be, you would put Nia Jax in a bag and leave her head out.
I don't know about that.
You think she's not pretty?
Not really.
I think she's pretty in the face, obviously, nothing else.
She's still got manly features. Well, I'm still like juggling around my top five generally at the moment now. For me to vote in your competition would be hard.
Yeah, it's only top three anyway, so it's a little easier. But someone mentioned Terry Reynolds.
See, that's the thing. You wouldn't need to paper bag it. Like, it's not that bad.
It's not terrible, but I mean, it's not the top of the line.
What are you having now as your? I think my top five is easy to do, but then it's how people move around it. That's the real issue. See, so the top three would then be even harder.
See, that top three, I'm thinking Bailey and Charlotte, and then I'm having a hard time with the third.
Well, sorry, we're answering different things. I'm asking like the overall like top.
Oh, just who's the hottest altogether?
Because I started this at the moment by saying like that there's a thing with Sasha at the moment.
Oh, okay. And if you're going hottest ever, then Tori Wilson is very to the top of all time. I think it's pretty easy. Tori Wilson.
I'm asking about right now, but you can do this anyway.
Okay.
You
know? Well,
it's probably
I would better. Do Tori Wilson, Sonny, Mandy Rose.
Wait, your Mandy Rose gets into your all-time top five.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm way into Mandy Rose. I think she's fantastic. I think she's gorgeous in the face. I think she's the best looking in a very long time, actually. I think the next in that whole gorgeous girl thing would probably have to be like Tori Wilson, like that long ago. And you know what? Trish back in the day. But then again, I look at it, I'm like, I don't think Trish had the greatest face.
I was like Lita when she's a bitch.
I did like Lita as well. Lita had a body on her. I could have done without the tattoo. Now it's even worse. But yeah, she had a killer fucking body, and she would always have with that thong out and all that kind of shit. That worked. Boy, did we get off topic or what?
I still think Sonny in her prime is still number one.
Yeah, Sonny in her prime does take the cake. I saw her in person in her prime, and that was something else. She was just, and it wasn't one of those like, oh, it's a supermodel. She was just a really pretty fucking girl.
Who's number one now?
Oh, I have to go with Mandy. Yeah, yeah.
So who's like your top? Who did you vote? Who would you vote? Put your top three in as now.
I would go Mandy, Liv, and Alexa probably. Sasha's right there. But like I said, Sasha's almost really good looking. There's something off.
I don't think that thing is off as much now. And Alexa's not really doing it for me at the moment. Like, I just find her just being, she's not changed anything for a long time. And the baby face stuff, the character is important because it's not really working for me as a baby face.
Yeah, when she, for me, I need outfits that are different. Like Mandy now has a completely different outfit, which I like the outfit changes. You gotta do something different. Look, don't always have the same fucking outfit on. Even with a guy wrestler, you don't want to have the same outfit on. But this is for a different purpose. So her looking different all the time, I like that look. And I mean, Sasha wears the same fucking outfit every time when she's wrestling, which I like when she comes out in her civvies. She has something different on all the time, something hot. Liv with the whole new outfit change. I loved how she looked before with the little Harley kind of look, you know? But now with that look too, I think it's fantastic. And you know what? I'm getting more into that Penelope Ford too. If she get rid of those glasses. Those glasses bother me.
I wasn't counting anybody in AEW, but we'll talk about AEW in a second. Sasha's like teetering on the edge now. We've still got Mandy first. And then I got Paige at two.
You know, Paige with the new titties really fucking helps. That's like a major fucking, like, she shot up multiple numbers from that. Like, now I would actually be voting for her in the Miss Lingus next March.
I've put Scarlett straight in at three at the moment. And I think she can really get up higher as well. You need to have a proper look at her.
Yeah, she's not bad. I was watching her with her cat outfit.
And then Charlotte's, sorry, not Charlotte. Sasha's right there then, outside that lot. I like you, can't really get her into the top three. I can't think of any reason why not, but it's just because it's such a big swing from where I felt about her a last year, and Alexis just automatically has to be in the top five because I feel loath to like take her out just because it's Alexa and she does look great, but mm-hmm. she's doing nothing for me at the moment. So
yeah, it's getting stale. Anyway,
so I was going to talk about AEW. We're done with Backlash, aren't we? Because there's nothing really here. Are you looking forward to anything here apart from how close to the greatest match it isn't?
No, and I don't. I mean, I'll probably get it when it's live. I'm golfing that day, which is more important than being home for that. But I think I should get home in time for it. Yeah, I was more excited actually watching In Your House this last week, just because NXT always seems to do better. They just always seem to be a better.
It's still quick with that 2 hour 20 minute thing.
Like a different world with that 2 hour 20 is such a different world, and I felt this Monday that the crowd was for a nobody crowd, for a crowd that doesn't have people, it was dead. Did you notice it was like they were quiet?
Well, that's because they've been like fucking shouted at the whole time and being told to be
get enthusiastic.
Be more enthusiastic and cheer for this. And I mean, they were chanting "You still got it" to like Edge, which was weird. It was just like, it was like, why would you get them to chant that? This week's Raw did nothing for me, which is why I'm not really discussing it.
Like, no, you didn't like the decathlon. I was imagining you watching me watch this and putting my fist through the television.
It was so hard to watch this week's Raw. Like nothing happened at all, and then Charlotte and Oscar get fucking like feel like 40 minutes at the end, and then she fucking botches the finish. I don't know what happened with that finish. And seeing as it was
she kicked out. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't understand why you aired it then if it's pre-taped as well.
Yeah, that was odd to me too. And the first thing I thought, I didn't know it wasn't title. I actually thought it was a title fucking match. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me that she won the fucking title again. And then when she tried to kick out, I was like, well, this fucks it up. Why is Nia coming to fuck her over? Because she's going to lose her title opportunity. And now I'm like, okay, it's going to be a three-way now. You know, it was, everything was going through my head at once. And then I was like, oh, fuck. If I heard that it wasn't a title match, I would have known that Asuka was losing. Shit. Anytime it's a non-title, they fucking lose. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's like the telltale sign. Guaranteed loss. Non-title.
And Charlotte will end up getting her title shot at some point in the next 3 months.
Oh, of course.
Either at SummerSlam or Extreme Rules or something. Or maybe Nia will get two. Like loads of these title programs will have to go like 2-3 matches now because there isn't anybody else to take them on. Extreme Rules is next, and that's normally always rematches. But
that was supposed to be in San Jose too, I think. Which I was going to be at.
It still says San Jose on it.
Oh, really?
But then SummerSlam still says Boston, and we know that's not going to happen.
Fuck. Let's wrap this up. So let's go through it.
In your house, I didn't think it was particularly great, to be honest. I like the nostalgia stuff.
Yes, I did too. That got me off.
The backlot, the opener was poor.
The backlot I thought was shit. I was like, I was looking forward to, you know, Dream. He's a must-see TV guy for me. And then I heard that Cole signed like that day or something, his contract.
Right.
And I was like, oh, well, I guess they're not taking the belt off him then.
And that's he was always gonna stay, and he was just bargaining for more money. And at the same time, I don't think Dream would have had it anyway because there's still a lot of controversy going in the air, like up until what he did actually. The main problem is not the him getting hacked. The main problem was his voice clip of him asking what school they went to.
Oh Jesus.
So that's the problem with putting the belt on Velveteen Dream, which was the plan. So I don't know what's going to happen with him now. Maybe he will go up on the main roster, but I imagine he'll take some time off so people can forget that he tried to fuck some kids.
I always get off on, I'm always, my main thing with him is I can't wait to see what he's wearing when he comes out, because it's always something entertaining. When he came out as Hogan that time was fucking fantastic. Come out with the Statue of Liberty shit. And now he was Negan from Walking Dead. He fucking nails it every time. Fucking great every time. Which you need to tell Russo he looks like fucking Negan, by the way. Looks just fucking like him.
I'll look it up. Karrion Kross squashed Ciampa.
Crazy to me. Crazy.
The Priest Balor match. So that's the only thing. The Priest Balor match was really good, and then the main event was good, and that's it. Like, the rest of it wasn't your usual takeover. So I disagree. I don't think it was as good as it should have been, and I don't think this weekend will be that great either. I think Drew and Lashley will have a decent match, but they're going to have to leave enough out there for them to be able to get a second match out of it. So you're not going to see everything. And then Edge and Orton, that's literally what the whole show's about. It's going to be a case of how short do they fall? I mean, that's a weird thing going in, where it's going to be like, how far off the mark is this going to be? Because we know it's not going to be the greatest.
Sure.
But how far off is it going to be? Is it even going to be top 100? I would think it would be an achievement for them, even if it's in the top fucking 100 greatest matches ever.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's been 8 zillion matches. So, yeah, even top 100, you'd think it was fucking great.
Last thing was we were going to talk about before we go was the Twitter stuff that was going on with Cody Rhodes and whatnot. Do you disagree with my opinion or not in terms of... I just think this guy is just confused.
Like, I think he's fine as a wrestler. I don't think he's like, oh, he's a bad wrestler.
It's not that he's bad. He's bits and pieces of everyone. He's Triple H with the throne. He's Cena with the Invitational. He's his dad with bleeding everywhere.
The bleeding was odd, and the fucking fireworks for a fucking win.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When he faces a babyface, that's a very Ric Flair thing to do, to go right to the limit and then go over by the skin of your teeth, which is what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he defends that belt against heels, he's going to bleed and overcome them cheating and whatnot and end up winning. That's Dusty. So it's Dusty, Flair, Cena, Triple H, but no Cody. There is no Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is nothing. He doesn't exist.
Yeah, Stardust was the closest to having his own character.
Well, at least all when he's wearing that mask where he had a broken face.
Oh, yeah, where he's dashing. Yeah, and then ugly.
But, that was what it was. But, yeah, I mean, I don't get the big fascination. And then what was really more interesting is when he got caught wind of it and then chipped in with the whole, this is not what we should be talking about right now, Black Lives Matter or something.
Yeah, and talk about that bullshit bullying thing we always talk about, where he replied to your thing.
Oh yeah, he said something along the lines of "I'm not rising to this, or I'm not going to let you
take the bait. I'm not going to take the bait."
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but of course, reply to it. So, and I love those people though that have to, because you never tagged them, and somebody else said, "Oh, you pussy, let me do you the favor and tag him. You forgot to." And I love those people that go, "Why would you say something to hurt someone's feelings? Hold on, let me tag them for you."
That's the thing, right? Because you're in a no-win situation. Because if you tag them, right, then you want their attention. Then you're doing it because then you are doing what Cody said, which was basically take the bait. You're baiting him. But I wasn't baiting him. I was giving my opinion, which is what my job is to do. And there's loads of people on there going, how can you be talking about something so unimportant with everything that's going on, or what else is going on in the world? And loads of people have been
saying
that.
Give me a break.
Loads of people have been saying that to loads of other people. And it's like, hold on a minute.
You can't talk about anything else.
We're all supposed to stop fucking doing our jobs because some copper put his knee on a black guy's neck, and we're all supposed to fucking stop and not do anything or watch anything or do anything else. We're supposed to tune into the news, go out and fucking protest. Let me tell you, like, these protesting will do nothing because people are going to end up being racist. And I mean, it's more a man show thing to talk about, but the fact is that these people are racist, their parents are racist, and their kids will be racist.
Mm-hmm.
So these teachings are not going to go away. Half the world is always going to be racist. Like, most of the world.
Yeah, it's all by the parents. That's. I mean, like I said, if you're raised and they say this is the correct religion, you grow up thinking everyone else is fucking wrong. I mean, until you get a mind of your own and you go, well, now I could, you know, look at religion for what I want.
My opinion is this: 50% of white people are racist, and then there's levels of how racist 50. They are. What do you think? More?
I don't know if any. I wouldn't say more. I think everyone has, and I don't know.
No. Listen to what I said. Okay. I said 50%, and then there's levels to that 50%. In terms of, let's say half of them have racist, if we determine racist as having racist thoughts or having preferences. For me, Hulk Hogan, what he ended up saying was a preference. And I wouldn't put that as a high. I put him, yes, he's racist, but he's not a high level.
If he just even said black guy and not the big N, it would have been different. But he would have still been blasted for saying
that. When you're saying it, yeah, but the N's not big when you're saying it on your own, is it? Like when you're just sitting around.
I don't know. I think it still is because it's a derogatory term. So I think no matter what, you're going to be, you know, fucked for it. Even if you're by yourself. Otherwise, if you're by yourself, if I'm by myself, I wouldn't use that. I would say black guy. My go-to wouldn't be the N. You know, I mean, I'll fuck around with friends. And as most people go, I have black friends. And I would say it to them to fucking bust chops. But it's all a matter of level of friendship. Because I'll bust my Mexican friends' chops. I'll bust Chinese guys' chops. You know, it's every race is fucking open season to bust fucking chops. And it doesn't mean you hate those people. It just is your friends. So friends as guys fucking nail each other to the wall. So that has nothing to do with it. I mean, God knows, listen to my fucking show. I say everything under the fucking sun about everybody. So, and it's not even, and nothing's ever said with hate either. I don't come out here and go, these motherfuckers, you know, that's a completely different, because if you yell these motherfucking black people, that's worse than joking and using the N with your friend, because there's no hate behind it. So I think everything is a matter of how it's said and who it's said to, because if you just were joking, saying the big N in a crowd of people that you don't know, different fucking world than if you did it in front of your friends that you know are cool with it. So there's my two cents there.
Just as we've been on this show, New Jersey has completely lifted its stay home order.
Well, you know, there's a lot over here. Not my county. My county's still locked down. Maybe until Monday. But around me is open for a lot of shit, which is retarded. So, you know, let's end this. We've done over an hour as we always said we would. So shall I close us out? You want to tell us where we could find all your stuff? Well, they know where to find this podcast at least. So what about everything else?
Yeah. So what you need to do is if you want to listen to my podcast, go to iTunes and look for the Dirty Sheets. I'm taking the piss now.
Thank you. Because
I'm always telling you.
Like, I just let you sit out there and hang. Go.
Yeah. Nah, because I assume you know where you're getting this from. But my other shit is over at the dirtysheets.com. I don't know if we've done enough on Backlash, but I can give you an extra 10 minutes over there with some betting prices and some betting lines and whatnot. So it gives you some exclusive Patreon content and you can win some money. Like these guys, these people that pay for the $40 package and they already made fucking $600 off Io Shirai. They did lose money on UFC this week, which is one of the first UFC cards I've lost money on in 2020. In fact, 2020 has not had a lot of UFC, so it's actually been nearly a year since I lost money on UFC. So looking to bounce back from that. But as I said, everything's at Dirty Sheets, thedirtysheets.com or dirtysheets.net. Or if you want all sports, head over to lockbetting.com. The English Premier League is back next week. I'll be doing another plug for that on next week's show. Italian and Spanish football comes this weekend. He's at Lingus Mafia and everything, and I'll let him plug his own shit. And I'll be at Russo's show, at Russo's brand, recording tomorrow, but out on Saturday.
Yeah, my Instagram and Twitter is everything's at Lingus Mafia and .com, lingusmafia.com. And my normal show, the Lingus Mafia podcast, iTunes, all that shit. That's the free show. If you want 5,000 bonus shows, like I even gave one to the Man Show this week. Did you notice?
What's that?
Sorry? I recorded a show for the Man Show this week. Did you notice?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, how about that?
I was going to talk to you about like the fact that we hadn't done one for a couple
Well, there
weeks,
is but... there's one there now, and it was put up Monday. So if you guys want to all hear the history of the NFL in its entirety, all 100 years... Go to either The Man Show on iTunes, go to Lingus Mafia on iTunes, and also on my patreon.com/LingusMafia. I will have every team's history. That is my special that I'm doing right now. So, all right, Billy. Good talking to you. And we will see you on Vince Russo's The Brand on Saturday.
And of course, if you guys want all the latest news, especially when it relates to your WWE champion, the Steel Cage is the place to go.
We know Derek will tell you that in between flossing his teeth. For Billy Body, I am Cav Manning.
We're out of time!